You ever lose your phone? You can't find it, you know, trying to figure out where the hell it is. It's one thing to lose it at home or at work. Imagine losing it where Shannon lost it. Where did you lose your phone?
Good old Kroger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kroger. So you're shopping and you couldn't, did you?
So I keep my phone out because that's where I keep my grocery list. I keep it like in the list section and then I check off everything as I buy it. Well, I went really, really early on Sunday morning. I was the first person in the store. And so I like grabbed a Starbucks because there's a Starbucks inside the Kroger. And I was carrying my coffee and my phone and putting stuff in my cart. I get up to the self-checkout or whatever, and I start unloading things, and I like grabbed my little purse off the top of my cart and went to look through. Okay, I just want to make sure I got everything on my phone. Phone was nowhere to be found, so I knew I had left it somewhere in the store. And it's that feeling of like, oh my God, it's like finding a needle in a haystack at that point. Because it was like my big grocery run for the week. So I pretty much went up and down every single aisle in the Kroger store during my shopping trip.
Trying to find it.
No, I'm saying during my shopping trip.
No.
And then, I had to go back and retrace my steps
to try to find
my phone.
What did you do at that point with all the groceries you bought and like all the frozen stuff? And
I mean, I had it all in my cart, so I just pushed my cart with me back through the store, and I finally found it on an end cap with all the
it's like a needle in a haystack
with all the LaCroix, which by the way, it's 3 for $10 right now at Kroger. It was my coffee, and there was my phone on the shelf.
So this is weird because whenever I lose my phone, or Chelsea or Luke or somebody loses their phone, we'll always say, hey, will you call my phone? I want to find my phone.
Well, I was by myself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering.
Have like a cashier call it?
Or like another customer.
That would have been a great idea. Hadn't thought about that.
But also,
I keep my phone on vibrate all the time.
Oh.
So it wouldn't have really helped me much. That's not my phone.
No. No, you keep it on vibrate.
I was like.
That's a sound. That's called the sound effect.
I was like, yeah.
But
everybody just looked at their phone right now.
We all did.
And by the way, whenever the hey, you know, can you call my phone happens and your phone is on vibrate, you're like, God, why do I do that? You know what I mean?
I know.
You want the one
but
time
that feeling
not
of
to be.
Being there, already taking some of the items out of my cart and going, oh my God, I don't have my freaking phone. Are you kidding me?
I could not think of a worse place to ever lose their phone than in a big place like a grocery store, like a Kroger. But I wonder if there's any other listeners that have ever lost their phone in something bigger. Like, is there anybody that's ever lost their phone?
At like Cedar Point.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
How would you find it?
You know?
I bet it comes off on rides a lot too, or sometimes you put it in the pocket, you know, the safety pocket.
No, and then people get hurt because they climb the fences trying to get it back.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's going on, Eve? Hi.
Hi. I have my Apple Watch specifically for this. There's a little thing that I can ping my phone.
Yeah, would have been great had I been wearing it, but I wasn't.
I love my Apple Watch. I have the Apple Pay, so I don't even have to take anything out of my purse.
Wouldn't you love to see Shannon if she had that and had to do the pinging noise in Kroger walking aisle to aisle, like sitting there trying to, hold on, quiet.
It's pretty loud, so you'd find it pretty easily.
And then I would be jumping on that PA system. Hey, thank you, Kroger shoppers. It's Mojo from Mojo in the Morning. If you found Shannon's...
I didn't hear you, by the way.
If you find Shannon's phone... Did you hear Jay Towers?
I didn't. I didn't hear either.
Oh,
I heard
really?
Mojo yesterday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Usually I do.
I love doing that.
But I didn't.
What's up, Sarah?
Hi.
Hi. You also lost your phone?
Yes. So I actually carry around like a little clutch purse, and I went to the bathroom and it had my phone in there, and then I have the push to start key and I keep my key fob in there, and I completely walked out of the bathroom, continued my shopping, and I go to the checkout and I'm like, I don't have my phone to pay. I don't have Apple Pay. I don't have anything to pay. Crap. Where's my phone? So I went right back to the bathroom where I know I left it at. And it wasn't there. So I just walked up to customer service and asked them if anyone turned in anything. And they actually said no. And I was sitting there waiting for about 25 minutes for them to help me find it.
Wow. That's so nice. They're good people, aren't they? Trying to help.
Yeah, they actually called over the intercom system. a couple of times. If you have this person's wallet, please return it. She's right here waiting. And somebody dropped it to a cashier.
That
and
is
then,
like right. honesty. So that's nice. Beautiful. That's so
there
nice to know people
are.
Emma, where did you lose your phone?
So my friend, we were at Faster Horses in 2018, and we went into like the foam pit. And after we came out, she was like, oh my God, where's my phone? And
oh,
we're like,
gosh.
I don't know.
Oh my
so
God.
We were trying to search like the field right there for her phone, and she was crying. She was like, I got pickpocketed, and we were like freaking out trying to find her phone. And then we saw this old man bend down and pick up something pink, and we're like, hey, that's my friend's phone. Can we please have that? And he gave wow. it back to us, and we were like surprised that he even handed it back to us.
You're so lucky.
You are very lucky.
Back.
I think I was telling Shannon last week, and I went to pick up my Olga's order, and I found a phone right next to, like, I stepped right next to it when I got out of my car. It's just laying in the middle of the parking lot. Took it inside. I figured, well, the first place they're going to go is back into the restaurant, thinking they left it there, and gave it to the manager. And when I was giving it to the manager, this lady came in crying, looking for her phone. And the manager actually gave me my Olga's for free. He was like so excited. He said, no one would ever return this phone.
Look
he's like,
people, you good
Samaritan. People don't steal it. They go and sell them. They don't return them. And I was like, if you've ever lost your phone, you know the feeling of it. And I got free Olga's. It was awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You are a hero.
Not a hero. A hero. Will you please sing?
Spike losing his phone at the Olga's. Would you cry? If you lost your phone, would you sob if you didn't know where it was? Oh, no, you wouldn't, because it was found by Spike at Olga's. It's hard to rhyme with Olga's. Tonight, because you know why? Spike is a hero. Hero.
Would
you laugh? If you ever lost your phone or your wallet, you realize what a pain in the ass it is. Oh, it takes weeks to get everything back to normal in your life.
Everybody, we're all going to sing the chorus for you. Here you go.
Hold me in your arms tonight.
Spike can be your hero, baby. Megan, he can find your phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Heartbreaking.
He will bring it to the Olga's.
Sing it, Mojo. Come on.
And they will give him snackers.
Oh, snackers.
Eric, what's up?
Oh, how's it going? How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I'm listening to Mojo sing, but otherwise we're okay.
Where did you lose your phone?
I was actually at Cedar Point on the Magnum. And my phone came out of my pocket, and the camera literally caught it coming out of my pocket.
Oh, no way! That's so great! Did you buy the photo?
You have to buy the photo.
I actually did. I'm like, I cannot pass this up. I have to buy it. And the funny thing is, they actually found my phone. I had to wait till the end of the day, but they found
it. Yeah. There's a collection of them. Sometimes some of those roller coasters have a net under them, and at the end of the day, they go collect like 20, 30 phones, everything.
Isn't it crazy when you look at that net and you'll see that? You'll see all the crap that's been left behind underneath there? We should do a topic one day and ask the people from Cedar Point to tell us the strangest things that they've found in that net. What's that? I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
They actually showed me the collection of all the phones that they had found that day, and it was about 30 phones.
Wow.
Somebody just texted in, I'm sorry, this is funny, and said, Spike's not a hero, he's a euro. because they have euros.
Oh.
At Olga's.
I just got it.
Oh my God.
By the way,
wait, so that was pretty. Really funny.
You are so pretty.
Anybody want any more edibles?
Hold her hand until she gets it.